This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. A full slate of programming has been committed for the 2024 ARRL National Convention, which will be hosted by Dayton Hamvention, May 17th through the 19th in Xenia, Ohio. Hamvention is the largest annual gathering of radio amateurs in the world. Coupled with the National Convention, this year promises to be a Hamvention not to miss. Building on a year-long theme to be radioactive, ARRL has planned exhibits, forums, panels, and activities that promise to engage and inspire attendees in a wide range of amateur radio interest. On Saturday, May 18th, the 2024 ARRL Youth Rally will be a special feature of the National Convention at Hamvention. The Youth Rally is intended for students who are aged 11 to 21 years of age. While Hamvention offers free tickets for youth 12 to 18, advance registration for the Youth Rally is recommended. A preliminary Youth Rally agenda and registration instructions are on the ARRL website. The Youth Rally registration fee is $20 and includes a T-shirt to wear on Saturday, a badge, a lanyard, and a reusable tote bag. Youth Rally participants will enjoy a full day of activities, discovery, sharing, and fun. Rally Day begins at 9:15 a.m. on Saturday with the annual Dayton Youth Forum, open to all Hamvention attendees, and moderated by well-known amateur radio educator Carol Perry, WB2MGP. The Youth Rally will wrap up on Saturday with a presentation from the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program. Hamvention is held in Xenia, Ohio, on the sprawling grounds of the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center. Visit the event's website at www.hamvention.org, where you can also purchase tickets, find the complete list of Hamvention forums, and learn more about the event. And also visit ARRL.org for all of the latest information. The Federal Communications Commission has announced an upcoming change to the Commission Registration System, known as CORS, that licensees use to pay any application or regulatory fee, manage to reset a password or an existing FRN, or requesting a new FRN. Beginning March 29, 2024, multi-factor authentication will be implemented. Users will be prompted to request a 6-digit secondary verification code, which will be sent to the email addresses associated with each username. The user will then need to enter that code into the CORS system before they can continue. In a public notice, the FCC said this will make the system more secure. This additional layer of security will further safeguard against unauthorized access, thereby enhancing the overall integrity of the system and within the CORS system and improving the security of user data, the notice read. The FCC recommends that users confirm that they have access to their username account email and to add a secondary email address if necessary. Resources are available for those who need assistance with the system. For inquiries or assistance regarding the implementation of the multi-factor authentication on CORS, submit a help request at www.fcc.gov/WTBhelp or call the FCC at 877-480-3201. This year, International Marconi Day, IMD, is on April 27th. Italian inventor and electrical engineer Guglielmo Giovanni Maria Marconi was born on April 25th, 1874, and is credited for inventing the radio telegraph system, creating Marconi's law, and sending the first wireless transmission over the open sea. IMD was created to honor Marconi and is hosted annually by the Cornish Amateur Radio Club, GX4CRC. The purpose of the day is for amateur radio enthusiasts around the world to contact historic Marconi sites using communication techniques similar to those that he would have used. The 24-hour event will operate from 0000 UTC to 2359 UTC, and registration is required. Participants can register at the GX4CRC's registration webpage. Stations in the United States, including Marconi Cape Cod Radio Club, KM1CC, in Massachusetts, are already registered for the event. KM1CC hosts several on-air events each year to keep the accomplishments and story of Marconi and his wireless station site in South Wellfleet alive. In 1975, the Wellfleet Station was listed as a National Historic Landmark on the National Register of Historic Places and is now part of Cape Cod Natural Seashore, a unit of the National Park Service. When possible, KM1CC sets up a temporary radio station inside the park. More information about KM1CC and International Marconi Day is available on their Facebook page. The 2024 Society of Amateur Radio Astronomers, SARA, Western Conference will be held in Dallas, Texas at the University of Texas on April 8th through the 9th. A main event of the conference will be the April 8th solar eclipse, which will be visible over the Dallas area in the afternoon. The conference will include presentations by SARA members and a keynote address by University of Texas Associate Professor of Physics, Dr. Lindsay King. Registration to attend the conference in person is $75 and on Zoom, $15. Participants, though, must be a SARA member to register. Visit the SARA website for additional information. Payment can be made through PayPal. The 2024 SARA Eastern Conference and Global Radio Astronomy Symposium will be held at the Green Bank Observatory in West Virginia on August 4th through the 7th. The third annual Lewis and Clark Trail on the Air will be active from June 1st through the 16th, 2024. The special event is an on-the-air activity that commemorates the historic Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail, which covers 4,900 miles through 16 states, including the disembarkation from Camp Dubois and what is now referred to as the Eastern Legacy. The event is sponsored by the Clark County Amateur Radio Club, CCARC, W7ALA, with support and participation from clubs in all 16 states along the historic trail. Each day of the event runs 24 hours, and the start time is 0000 UTC through 2400 UTC. Operating modes include single sideband, phone, FM, phone, CW, and FT8, and any combination of modes towards working all 16 states is allowed. A schedule for planned operations for each participating state will be posted on the CCARC website. Certificates can be requested for two classes of participation: the Exhibition Partner Certificate, awarded to any station working all of the 16 states, and the Trail Companion Certificate, awarded to any station working one or more states. Clubs interested in activating this event for one of the 16 states of the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail should send an email of interest to info@lctota.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. At the end of February, FunCube was placed in safe mode. It has now been placed in eclipse mode as of March 11th. This means you can use the satellite when the solar panels are not illuminated. If you're not into digital modes, you may want to consider giving it a try on a satellite. IO-117, or GreenCube, has been operational for some time now. I've been seeing hams received, worked all states, VUCC, and DXCC in 2 to 3 months using IO-117. It is like working digital on HF, only you're using a satellite with 2 meter and 70 centimeter. The footprint is large enough to provide a longer pass than with the LEO satellites. This satellite gives hams a bit more fun than just FM, sideband, or CW. SONET 2 is functioning. There's an APRS repeater on 145.825 MHz, which should become operational soon. Downloads of SSTV on 145.880 MHz FM using Martin M1 protocol will be available. A schedule is posted on the SONET 2 website at the University of Würzburg. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, more great contests. March 21st, the NAQCC CW Sprint, that's CW, of course, and the NTC QSO Party, that's CW. March 23rd, the VHF FOC QSO Party, CW. March 23rd and the 24th, the Maidenhead Mayhem Sprint CW Phone and Digital Contest. Also on March 24th, the North American Single Sideband Sprint, that's phone. March 24th as well, the UBA Spring Contest, 6 meter CW phone. And on March 28th, the RSGB 80 meter club championship, single sideband phone there. And remember, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on April 6th. It's the Raleigh Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. April 12th and 13th, the Greene County Ham Fest 2024 hosting the ARRL Oklahoma State Convention in Claremont, Oklahoma. April 20th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. May 11th, the ARRL Nebraska State Convention in Lincoln, Nebraska. And May 17th through the 19th, the Dayton Hamvention hosting the ARRL National Convention. That is in Xenia, Ohio. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.